You're listening to SBS News.
Anastasia Watts has a busy life. Along with studying psychology at university, the 19-year-old is also a manager at a fast food outlet and a volunteer with a number of community organisations. Miss Watts was also diagnosed with depression and generalised anxiety disorder at the age of 15. Her symptoms were further exacerbated at the age of 16 after she was sexually assaulted, resulting in post-traumatic stress disorder.
Even just talking about it with my friends now, it's kind of insane to me how many people go through this. Don't bottle it down and don't keep it to yourself. Even if the only person you tell is a professional, it's still better than just not being alone. And I denied it for a long time. Like, it took me a long time to actually come to grips that, okay, this happened, this is how I'm feeling about it. And for people who are going through that, I want them to reach out. Like, if you can't talk to your friends or your family about it, talk to a professional.
Miss Watts decided to speak out about her experience in the hope of helping others as well as herself. She says therapy has helped her better identify when she's becoming overwhelmed.
If I start feeling like everything I do is a chore and that I'm not succeeding in anything and that life kind of feels a bit hopeless, that's when I know I need to start really looking out for like my mental health.
A new report by Mission Australia and the Black Dog Institute shows Miss Watts' gender also makes her more likely to report feelings of psychological distress. The joint report is a summary of years of reports looking at levels of mental distress of people aged between 15 and 19. The views of more than 28,000 young people make up Can We Talk? 7-year youth mental health report 2012 to 2018. Key findings include a rise from 18.7% in 2012 to 24.2% 7 years later in the number of people experiencing psychological distress, with Indigenous young people currently reporting at 31.9%. James Toomey is the CEO of Mission Australia. He believes there may be a number of reasons behind the increase.
I think there is a combination. Absolutely, there is a greater confidence and understanding of what actually constitutes psychological distress for young people, and a better understanding amongst young people and their peers and families and friends of what that looks like. But at the same time, the stressors on young people, expectations of them, and other aspects of the stress are also, we're seeing an increase there as well.
The director of the Black Dog Institute, Helen Christensen, agrees it's difficult to pinpoint the exact reason behind the increase.
What we can say is that the kids haven't really changed in terms of their psychological and biological makeup. So we have to look for external influences, you know, changes and fears about financial insecurity, more worrying about bullying, more exposure to the sort of political changes that we've seen in our country. We really actually can't say what it is, but we do know that it seems to be reliably increasing.
Young females are twice as likely to say they're experiencing mental health challenges, up from 22.5% in 2012 to 30% in 2018. Young males over the same period went from 12.7% to 15.6%. Mr. Toomey says one of the reasons may be there's a greater understanding of what might constitute psychological distress in young women as well, along with more pronounced concerns about body image. Miss Watts says in her experiences, there's also more pressure on young men to hide their emotions.
It's that whole stigma of like, for men, it's like you have to be strong, you have to act tough, you have to, you know, be the man. Whereas with girls, I guess we are more prone to sharing our feelings and opening up.
The report finds with most mental health issues developing before the age of 25, the teenage years are a critical time to intervene before the symptoms can cause long-term consequences. As to where people go for help, respondents list friends, parents and the internet as their top three sources of help. But in remote Indigenous communities where internet access can be patchy, that avenue isn't always available. There are also concerns from others working in the sector that the children of migrant and refugee background are also less likely to seek help. Swathi Shanmugasundaram is a youth advisor and a shout-out speaker at the Centre for Multicultural Youth.
huge burden of feeling like you have to save face and carry the family honor, and that recognizing or even speaking about the fact that you have a mental illness or you're dealing with that in your family or it's something that you're worried about is something that can taint that public image and dishonor your family.
Miss Watts, who was born in Indonesia to an Indonesian mother and an Australian father, says her Indonesian family favour a spiritual approach to mental health.
It was a really big worry for me at the start because I was kind of, you know, I was brought up in a Western society, but, you know, my background isn't completely Western. You know, Indonesia is a very religious country, and so it was very different.
Policy recommendations in the report include funding to find out why females report higher rates of distress, improved social media literacy, and more input from young people in the design of services. Listeners seeking mental health support can contact Lifeline 24 hours a day online and on 13 11 14. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.